Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Dabo Swinney, he is not in favor of a 12-team college football playoff. He does not like it. Now, he does say this. To be honest with you, I don't think there's 12 teams good enough. That's my biggest issue with it. There's not 12 teams that are good enough.
I agree with that. I don't think there's 12 teams that are good enough, but I also think you're never going to get to 12 teams that are good enough until you kind of raise the bar for everybody. And if I'm Dabo, I'm just saying, I don't care how many they put in there. We're better than everybody else except Alabama.
That's true.
I always rather have a veteran superstar than a first-round pick. And the reason for that is, like, if I draft a cornerback, I hope he becomes Jalen Ramsey. But if I can get Jalen Ramsey, I'd rather have him.
I think it depends on where you are as a team.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, the Texans, it would do no good.
Right. Having Jalen Ramsey today would be useless for the Texans.
No, but for a team like the Rams that's close, and the Matt Stafford trade, same thing. I think they feel like they're a quarterback away, and maybe they are.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, send a message, and I'll read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real for a few more days. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first 2 hours. Some of what you missed. All available at ESPN975.com. Tonight at 7, NBA Finals Game 6, Suns at Bucks. And AJ has put everyone on the under. So there. We'll see how that plays out. So we were, I don't know how we went from Bigfoot to Jeff Bezos, but, you know, somehow it works. I want to ask a question of both of you guys, because obviously they went, it was like a 10-minute flight. In a suborbital flight, so basically they went far enough so that they could be weightless. All right, I admire all these billionaires having this race, right?
This do is you, great. Though?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
I mean, that's what... Look, they got so much money, they need to come up with toys, right? Is there a better toy than a rocket when you're that rich?
No, I guess not.
But here's my slight beef with this. Is that really going to space?
No.
Okay.
No, space, you have to go in, like, out of the atmosphere. Like
you got to go in orbit once,
yeah.
Right? Aaron?
I agree. Like, it's cool that you went higher than the average human has ever and ever will be. But at the same time, no. You need to spend more time than just, like, 5 minutes up there.
Yeah, it was... and it was only a couple minutes that they were actually...
Yeah.
And... Yeah, somebody said you have to pass the moon at least. I don't know if that's
no, because a standard. The space station is not as far as the moon, so they're in space there.
All right, so how about an orbit of the Earth? Can we call that space at least one time around?
Or you got to go to the moon at least.
Or the moon. I mean, either one. I mean, if you go to the moon, that's you're still going to have to orbit. That's farther than orbiting the Earth, right? So, I mean, I think we need rules for this before we call it a space race.
I don't know how much it costs for like to go out to space for that long for regular people. Maybe that's what the affordable option was.
$28 million, that's affordable.
It's on their budget.
And so they technically went to the internationally defined limit of space. I know that. I read that in all the stories. I mean, that's great that they want to define that as space. I don't think it's enough.
That's like saying, hey, have you been to Hawaii? Oh, yeah, I had to take a connecting plane on my way to blah, blah, blah. Oh, cool, you've been to Hawaii. No, you haven't. You were in the airport. That doesn't count.
You know what? That might be the best comparison you've ever made, Aaron.
Good job, Aaron.
I mean, I know you miss on those a lot, but that one...
Make sure to save that audio, then.
You nailed it. Yes, I don't care they spend their money on this, but don't call yourself a damn astronaut. Yeah,
no, they didn't train like an astronaut for this, no. They didn't go up in the giant, the Vomit Comet and all that, no.
Vomit Comet?
Yeah.
Well, and this one was... never heard of it. I mean, this one is, it's not even manned, right? I mean, it's all on computer?
Yeah, I believe so. They didn't have any control of anything. It was just, what I understand.
Okay, so basically, this is a really expensive...
roller coaster.
...amusement park ride.
Yep.
Cool. I mean, yeah. I'm for it. You know, if they, listen, those guys have so much money that they need to spend it on something. And, you know, now if it were me and I wanted to get ahead in the space race, and maybe Elon Musk is listening, so, you know, because he's talking about going to Mars, I'd be building like a really, you know what? And again, as an ancient astronaut theorist, I think the technology exists with our government. Make a deal with them. And let's build like a giant starship, like something that can boldly go where no man's ever gone before.
And let's name it Jefferson.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe. That's huh? Maybe.
Like, not an airplane, a starship.
Or
then should we just ditch the name Jefferson and just call it Starship?
Just call it an airplane. I don't know.
No, you can't do that. It's just Starship.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I think it's cool that they're doing it, but I also think, oh, that's it? You flew for 10 minutes? Okay. It doesn't feel that. So he says, I didn't hear everything. I was delivering a pizza, but the cost to send 1 pound into orbit is about $20,000 a pound. Does that sound right, Aaron?
Sure.
Jeez.
It depends on who's launching it and stuff.
I got to lose some weight before I hit space.
Oh, good one from 409. Are the Texans really an NFL team just because they're in the NFL? And I know we have a lot of space groupies around here.
Much smarter than me.
If Yuri Gagarin could do one orbit of Earth in a diaper in 1961, then Bezos could too. # space coward.
It's true, you know. I know monkeys who have gone further into space than you.
And here's the nerd coming out. So you're saying that an international standard isn't enough? The 62-kilometer suborbital level is based in part on atmosphere, which is virtually non-existent at 62K and you're weightless. No air plus no gravity. What more do you want? I just spent 5 minutes telling you what more I want. Oh, we're going to pop across this line, float for a second, and go home. Okay. That's enough for you, Mr. Space Nerd. That's fine. You obviously know way more about it than I do. I just kind of feel like if I'm going to go to space, want it to be for more than a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And I'd like to be able to see the whole world as I go around, because that's the point, right? To prove to...
That is kind of the point.
You know, prove to the flat earthers out there that they're wrong. Yeah, you know, I'd do my video and it would be grainy, of course. But, yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're happy with it. Congratulations. I'm pretty sure that people who flew on space shuttles and stuff, or like the guys who were on the Dragon that went to the International Space Station, I bet you they don't see it as the same thing.
No.
No, not at all.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. I don't know anything about them. Not my area of expertise. I know more about aliens that stalk them. But I'm sure it's your area, so okay, as long as you're happy. 713-780-ESPN. Now I'm getting the... to be fair, the Wright brothers only flew for a couple of seconds.
They were the first to ever do that.
Yeah. It's different. A lot of people have been to space
this
now.
This is 2021.
Ever heard of Neil Armstrong?
Unless...
Buzz Aldrin?
Yuri Gagarin?
Buzz Lightyear? All been to space.
Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
James
T.? Mr. Spock?
Not to be confused with Dr. Spock. Even though I'm pretty sure Mr. Spock was also a doctor of some sort.
Mr. Chekhov?
Who was George Takei? Was he Sulu? Yes.
Sulu, yeah.
Oh, my.
And Chekhov.
I've been to space. If you haven't been to space for more than 10 minutes, have you really been to space? Of course.
Mr.
Not.
Sulu, you have the con. Oh, man. I didn't intend for this to go this direction, okay? I just thought it was weird that they were making such a big deal out of it. So I heard they will have an asterisk next to their astronaut title. Yeah, I feel like they're passengers. I don't feel like they're astronauts, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, so can we agree on that? Can Space Nerd agree with me on that one?
Again, if you fly in a plane, are you the pilot? No. You're a passenger.
Only on Snakes on a Plane when the pilot got bit and the guy who did the flight simulator had to fly the plane.
Okay, well, next time you're on a plane and a snake bites your pilot and you have to run into the cockpit and take control, then you're a pilot.
Okay, so he landed the plane safely. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Snakes on a Plane, he did land the plane safely. So that makes him a pilot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why we're doing this, but I'm going to take a phone call anyway. Robert, what's up?
He hung up.
Oh, okay. He had a space question.
He said something about James Bond in space, but we know Mission Impossible is going to be filming in space because Tom Cruise is trying to train because he wants to go up and do it.
Yeah.
Now that, he's going to go through the actual training, and he's going to be up there longer than 3 minutes. I might even award him the title of astronaut.
Tom Cruise will be an astronaut?
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I think that's probably a better thing for your wife to determine. Mm. I mean, no offense, yeah, but you're not really the guy who... You can't really make astronauts. She can.
I prefer Jean-Luc Picard from Rain Man.
Engage.
Okay, I prefer Chewbacca.
Oh, God. Now, you know what?
Han Solo.
What's his face from the...
I've waited a long time for this.
North Texas Armadillos was probably my favorite Kirk, except that show sucks so bad. The guy from Quantum Leap, what was his name?
Han Solo.
No, that was Chewbacca.
Oh.
Rhino says, Fred, pee on your parade. I'm not trying to pee on anybody's parade. I think...
Well, what do you guys give a crap if rich people have been to real space or not? Are y'all like, oh, yeah, Jeff Bezos went to space for real? You don't care. It's not like you got to go.
Not like you know the guy.
Yeah, like if you went and we were like, did you really go to space? That'd be one thing. But you're like some ultra rich guy. You're like defending that he went to space. Stop it.
And here's the difference. The actual astronauts hang out in bars down in Clear Lake. So every now and then you'll actually sit at a bar next to an astronaut and get to talk to him. You think Jeff Bezos is going into any bar that any regular plebe can afford?
Well, certainly not Clear Lake.
No, but any bar that any regular plebe can afford will go, hey, I got to talk to astronaut Jeff Bezos in a bar.
He's just a guy like us, Aaron.
He has his own bar where only like Elon Musk is invited and Saudi princes. Anybody that's worth, you know, at least, $100 billion.
And how many of them are blitzers?
I don't know any. I don't know any. And, they just, listen... Those guys are different cats, and I'm glad they're doing it. I want to make that clear. I think it's great that private companies are getting involved because the whole space program was going to hell, depending on who the president was. So now people are going back to space. I just think let's dial back the whole I'm an astronaut thing because I have met a couple of real astronauts. I'm pretty sure they would not call this guy an astronaut. That's all.
They'd call him an astronaut.
But he's a rich.
It's true.
And you know what? When you're
he's not an underdog.
No.
Not an underdog for sure. He's an overdog. But if you want to underdog fantasy, that's where you would go if you want to make enough money to go to space. Underdog fantasy is the way to go. You could play those best ball. You could play the best ball tournament, the biggest best ball tournament in history with a $1 million grand prize. If you win that 22 years in a row, you could almost go to space. How about that? How about that, friends? Here's the deal. You go to underdogfantasy.com, use the promo code radio. When you sign up, you're going to get a free $25. And that $25 can get you into the biggest best ball tournament of all time. So what I mean with best ball is you just draft the team and then you let it go. You're like, so if you draft a guy in the 17th round and he's never going to be on your bench when he has his blow up week because you're going to get the best scores every week, just like that. They also have these great parlay games, could pay out up to 20-1. Guys, check it out. Underdogfantasy.com. Check them out online or in the App Store. Terms and conditions apply. That's underdogfantasy.com.
Bitter, looking for fresh air. When I'm looking out my window, I'm hoping the sun appears. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Please come back, take away this rain. A ray of sunshine.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, it's interesting how many people are defending these billionaire guys. Can I just tell you why they're not like us?
Besides the billions?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're, we're like, if I build a rocket, probably gonna be like $300 or $400 maybe. Shoot that thing up 100 feet. It blows up, sets a house on fire. I go to jail.
Yeah.
These guys, they send rockets to, quote, space. They take 18-year-olds who are going to pull for the rest of their life off of that. And they go to Epstein Island. That's what they do.
Probably.
Yeah. Or used to. It used to. Probably not anymore.
It's disgusting.
They can buy whatever they want. They can buy countries. They can. It's not the same world, man. And that's okay. I remember when I was growing up, it was like millionaires were a big thing. Self-made millionaires. Dude, a millionaire can't wash his car now. These guys are making ridiculous. And there's a bunch of billionaires in Houston. There's a bunch. And it's okay. It's cool. I respect the hell out of anybody who's, especially anybody who's built it up from nothing. You know, those are the guys that I have tons of respect for. So I'm not dogging them at all. Just their lives aren't quite like ours. That's all. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So this was my other potential gym of the day. Have you seen the story out of Russia
about mosquitoes? I've not.
Okay.
I don't like mosquitoes.
Yeah, well, you're not going to like this at all.
You know I've long been against them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They drink blood, which I don't like.
Right.
It hurts when they bite you. I don't like that.
Okay.
They're pests. They're annoying.
So why are vampires cool and mosquitoes aren't?
Vampires are sexier.
Okay.
But also, they carry infectious diseases. Now, vampires do also.
Yeah.
But their disease is like you turn into a vampire. It makes you immortal.
Or you die.
Most of the diseases.
If they decide to make you a vampire.
Right. Mosquitoes never decide to make you a mosquito. They only carry diseases that kill you. So there's not even like a coin flip chance.
Don't really want to be a mosquito, though. I'd like to be a vampire. Vampires are cool. Well.
You'd be sexier.
No, because I wouldn't be. I'd be like the ugly vampires in Blade. Like the fat Russian guy that he waxed?
Yeah,
that would be me. You don't automatically get to be sexy when you turn into a vampire. You know, some of them are fat and ugly. That would be me. The problem is most vampires don't want fat and ugly vampires. It reflects poorly on them. So they don't turn people like me into vampires. That's why I'm not one yet. Same reason the aliens won't come hang out with me. And I was like, dude, I want to hang out with you.
No.
You're not the right look for us. You're not one of us.
We ain't flying all these moons away to come hang out with you. We're hanging out with Jeff Bezos, who almost made it to space, at least.
Yeah, you think they flew over in one of their scout ships
and
waved?
Look at him trying to come out here to see us.
Oh, isn't this cute? No, mosquito tornado.
It would have been great if he flew into some kind of alien no-fly zone and they shot his ass down. His phallic-shaped rocket just got shot down.
The Dr. Evil rocket?
Yeah.
You think he designed it just because to look like Dr. Evil?
I think he designed it to look like a penis.
Well, I mean, Dr. Evil had a penis-shaped one first.
I know, but
everything comes from the
movies.
I don't know that
Jeff Bezos has watched Austin Powers.
You don't think?
I don't think.
Well, what are those guys?
Is it on Amazon Prime? Let's check. That's the only way to know.
Well, I mean, but what? Okay, now I don't know much about billionaires other than that, you know, they have a B in front of their worth. What would a guy like that watch on TV? He's got to be watching that, or else he wouldn't have designed a rocket to look like that.
That's true.
All right,
I don't have the answers, Fred.
Well, back to the mosquitoes.
Okay,
mosquito tornadoes in Russia are literally blocking out the sun. Millions of mosquitoes are taking over the eastern coast of Russia and forming tornado-looking pillars. According to locals, it's normal. All right, I'm going to add Russia to a place I'll never visit. Mosquito tornadoes. This is kind of like old school biblical stuff. You know?
Hey, man.
Yeah, that. I'm against it.
It really does. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like those flying things from the first Justice League when they were all kind of swarming. I guess they did it in the Snyder Cut, too, but you didn't notice it as much because there was actually good content in that one. But yeah, there's an actual mosquito tornado. And, yeah, it looks like a plague.
I would be out on that. It seems dangerous.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's not dangerous, it's just there's nothing good that can come out of it, right?
Yeah. You get hit with some mosquitoes, and maybe your trailer house flies away.
Well, I don't like tornadoes. I don't like mosquitoes. So, add it up. Mm. Yeah, and God forbid you live in a trailer.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
Oh, boy. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. All right, I got one more Russia story for you, just since we're over there. I've been talking about the bear, about bears coming after us now, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody else. And a Russian circus show went terribly awry after a humongous bear mauled its female trainer twice in front of horrified spectators. Not just once, but twice.
Gee, I mean, did the bear leave and go have a sandwich and come back? Otherwise, I think it's just one mauling.
I don't know. That's a good point.
Like, unless the bear left the room, like if the bear stops mauling you for a couple minutes and, like, you know, licks the blood off its paws, like, if it doesn't leave the room and it goes back to whooping your ass, that's just one mauling, I feel.
The funny thing is, in this video, she's still smiling until it gets her leg.
Now,
she's smiling for the crowd, and then it gets the leg. And now, then it's like, uh-oh.
Here's something. Let's say you get, let's say I'm the bear and I maul you, right?
Yeah.
And the ambulance comes and they put you in the ambulance. And then me as the bear, I open the door to the ambulance.
You come back.
Pull you out and start
mauling. That's a second mauling.
That's a double mauling.
Okay. Well.
But unless one of you leaves the room, it's just one mauling.
So the Harlot.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Harlequin Traveling Circus had promised an unforgettable large-scale performance with a wide variety of animals to surprise every city in Russia. I think they succeeded. I mean, that's a large-scale performance, right? And bears are now in mating season, an event spokesperson said. Okay, you know what? She was kind of big. Maybe the bear thought she was a female bear. And that
big fat person.
Yeah, thought that was a mating ritual.
Could have been.
But it's a 20-second clip.
Did the bear make love to her?
No, he tried to chew her leg off. And
some people call that making love. In Russia, that's often a form of affection.
Oh, you know what? Is that what happened to that Russian's leg in The Sopranos?
Yeah.
That Russian woman?
Exactly what happened.
Tony wound up hooking up with?
A bear made love to her.
That's two Sopranos references today. Yeah, apparently, every month, there's been at least one attack of traveling circus animal artists on trainers. This was in Berezovsky, Kemerovo region.
Kemerovo.
Where a brown bear twice attacked a female trainer.
Stop with the twice.
That's what it says. I'm just going on it.
I know, but it's just inaccurate.
Says the show didn't stop. Circus prides itself on the humane training of animals. And it's got a picture of two bears wearing tutus. That's pretty humane. But, yeah, I think this thing gets into her leg pretty good. I'm pro bear. Just like in any of these instances, I'm always pro animal. I can't tell if she's smiling or if her face is painted up to where she looks like she's supposed to be smiling. She ain't smiling when that thing. It's a good take. Hey, actually, I'd like you to watch this video and I want you to rate the takedown. This looks like a pretty good jiu-jitsu move. And to get her in a leg lock. Yep, see, went low and gets the leg.
We call that chain wrestling. Like, once you grab a hold of a leg, let's say they pull that leg out, you need to use your other hand to grab, and like you keep chaining takedown attempts together until you finally get your opponent to the ground. That bear is well trained.
All right.
Sambo, more than likely, considering it's a Russian bear.
Well, there you go. That's
he's actually a master of sport in Russia. A lot of people don't realize that. It takes a long time to become that.
How are his windows?
They're beautiful. Allstate Windows and Siding is where you need to go if you're looking for new windows. And here's a great thing. Windows, I'll tell you this, windows can be expensive. They can be. Allstate realizes that, and they want to help you save money. So they're saying, listen, you're a listener of the Blitz. How about we give you 25% off all window packages? So you come up with a window pack. You tell us how many you want, 25% off because you listen to this fantastic show. Oh, you're a veteran. You're a first responder. How about an additional discount? Oh, you're going to pay all cash up front? Oh, save some more money. They're looking for ways to – and what? Now you've got the windows installed? Now you're saving 40% on your electric bill? Oh, these windows are making you rich. That's what's happening, friends. Allstate Windows and Siding. Guys, this is high-quality windows. You want the best rate, you call Allstate, 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
Drop everything. Your plans, your man, I don't see a ring on your pretty little hand. Drop some plastic on the tab, my Chevy.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What did I miss? Oh, lots of bear talk. Okay. All right. Steel Curtain asks, Fred, are you going to go see Shine down in Sugar Land in September? Don't know. I was planning when they were doing that deep cut show, they were going to do it downtown. I was going to that one, but it just depends on what else is going on. I've seen them enough. I think I've seen them 8 times now. That's probably enough. And you know, but I might, I don't know. All right, I got more sports. I also got dog stuff. I got more animals going crazy. Yeah, some baseball. I don't really talk much about your Astros. They got a win last night.
Got a dub. How about that?
Yeah. Zach Greinke survived.
Yes.
So there was that.
His arm isn't falling off or anything. So yeah. That's.
Although Alvarez was kind of limping around. Is he back in? Is he in the lineup tonight or is he dead?
No, he should be back in the lineup, I believe.
Okay.
I saw it earlier. I'll have to go look for it again.
Okay. Because he had been in a bit of a slump until last night.
Yeah.
0 for 22, but then he bangs a double in a dinger. And the Astros, the Indians are kind of like their ATM, right? I mean, they just, whenever they need cash, they just go play the Indians.
I think that the Astros starting to, it seems like their offense was worrying me. It seems like the bats are starting to come alive a little bit. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I was getting to the point where, and I heard Creighton talking about this last night on the way home about Carlos Correa.
Right.
And I forget if he was like, was he 0 for 27 or something like that? 0 for his last 27, and he came out and made a difference. You know, it made something happen. So, or 0 for 23.
Okay. And Alvarez was 0 for 22?
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains why you're not scoring runs.
So you're saying, okay, he leaves a bunch of guys on base, whatever. But you know what he did do? He balled out defensively. And when you needed him.
Which he's still very good at. That gets lost sometimes. Okay, here's your starting lineup tonight. Leading it off, Jose Altuve, Brantley 2, Gurriel 3, Alvarez 4, Correa 5, Williams 6, Toro 7, Straw 8, Maldonado 9. And by Williams, I mean Kyle Tucker. So, yeah, it's – and then Garcia pitching today. So there, that's your Astros lineup for tonight. The only thing that I would kind of bring up, and this is one where you're probably gonna make fun of me. Altuve's still been very productive, but should be worried that he's not a 300 hitter anymore. I mean, because last year I'm willing to throw out. And he's been, like I said, very productive, right? 20 homers and 55 RBIs, 272. And I don't want to be that guy, but he hasn't hit like Jose Altuve since 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
I guess you can be a little concerned, but here's the thing you've got to take with that is. He's on pace to hit more home runs than he's ever hit in his career.
Yeah.
So if you say he's going to go from a guy who hits 15 home runs and hits, you know, 310 to now he's going to be a 275 hitter, but he's going to hit, let's say, 30 home runs. I think that's right. I mean, he's hit 20 already. His career high is 31. He's on pace to certainly surpass his career high, right?
Yeah, now, I'm not saying that, I mean, to me, the MVP year was a career year, although his numbers were very similar the year before, actually, because 2016, 2017, this is his best stretch, 24 homers both years, drives in 96 and 81, hits 338 and 346, with an on-base percentage of 410. And since then, you know, 316, 298, last year we're throwing out, 272. Is that I'm okay if he's more of a power hitter, but at how much are you trading off when you're trading 338 for?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're talking about 2016 though. You're a 26 year old season versus a 31 year old season.
Yeah.
There's going to be a drop off. He's not an MVP candidate right now. He's not that guy anymore. He's still a pretty good player.
The question, though,
if you think he's going to go back to being an MVP player, I don't think he is.
I'm not asking that, but I. You know, is this a decline where he's never going to hit 300 again?
That's possible.
Okay.
But if you're getting, you know, 30 plus home runs out of him, cool.
Yeah. I just, you know, I'd like to see him around 290 at least, you know, just, but yeah, I mean, he is the home run power. The year he hit 31, he only hit 298. So, And remember, everybody was speculating then. It's like, well, is he trying to drive the ball too much and not hitting for average as much? And it's like, okay, that's fine. I think that's a fair trade-off. But, you know, that stretch of 341, 313, 338, 346, three-time batting champion, yeah, those days are gone. He was 27. But, you know, it does look like the beginning of a decline. And, I mean, I think he's a Hall of Famer. You just, what if those numbers... Unlike Biggio, where he just kind of hangs around and puts up numbers, what if those numbers continue to decline? We still think of him that way?
I mean, I guess you would. You would start to think of him that way. But, I mean, but what we'll always know is his best seasons were better than Biggio's best seasons.
Yeah. And dumb question, Texter, what other second baseman would you want? That's not the discussion. It has nothing to do with the discussion. No, but nobody's saying go get another second baseman. I mean, Jose Altuve's here. That's your guy.
He's your guy.
Yeah. That's just a Cal McNair comment. Don't text the show again, Cal, please. But and still, Curtin asked, where does he rank all time? I think he's the greatest Astro.
He's the greatest non-pitching Astro, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, because pitching is a different animal, and that's a tougher discussion to have because
it's hard to compare a Jose Altuve to a Nolan Ryan
or a Roger Clemens for that matter, or Roy Oswalt, who was here for a lot longer.
Yes.
I mean, all of those are guys. That, you know, or heck, even Larry Durker, if you want to go back far enough. But as far as position players,
I think he's the best Astro.
He's accomplished more in his career than Bagwell and Biggio did. And not simply by just winning a World Series.
Although that does help.
That breaks the tie. But he and Bagwell won MVPs. So, okay, we're even there. Although, this is something nobody ever wants to talk about. Bagwell only won that MVP because of strike, because he had broken his wrist and was not going to play the rest of the year. So if they'd played more baseball, he wouldn't have been MVP. But Altuve MVP and three-time batting champion. The other guys can't really compare to that. And doesn't mean they weren't great. But, you know, I love those guys. Bagwell has always been my favorite Astro. Yeah. But if you want to talk about who's accomplished more, winning a World Series, that breaks a lot of ties.
Yeah.
And being a key guy on that. And, I mean, goodness, 2019, the home run to send him to the World Series. I mean, clutch moments in the postseason, which, I mean, his postseason career just dwarfs those guys. And that was the only, I mean, as good as they were in the postseason, didn't really show up. It's the reason those teams never quite won. And then by the time they got the World Series, Bagwell was broken.
Yeah.
Which was sad. He was like, you know, he was just a shadow of himself. But, I mean, I think those three guys are for sure on your Rushmore, stupid Rushmore thing. I think the fourth one is a hard argument because, you know, a lot depends. I think, you know, it's too bad George Springer didn't stick around.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy you could have made a case for. It depends on what happens with Correa, although I don't think he's at that level yet by any stretch. But
I think Lance Berkman has probably got the inside track.
Berkman's up there.
I think, if not him, it's probably Cedeño or Jose Cruz.
And I think most people would still put Jose Cruz on there because
he was so popular at the time. And he was
like their only player.
He was the only decent player that they had.
So. Yeah.
And you know what? There may be people who say Jim Wynn, but I don't know anything about that. So.
Yeah, that was even a little before my time. And Joe Morgan didn't play here that long enough.
No.
So, if we're talking position players, it would make sense. This has been the greatest run in Astros history, not as long as the 90s 2000 run was, but those teams never won at this level. In fact, they only made it to the series once. I'm pretty sure they only made it to one NLCS the entire time. This team has been to four straight American League Championship Series.
I think I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Lance Berkman is number two on the list. Or he's the fourth guy.
The fourth guy?
Yeah, he's the fourth guy.
I would say he's the fourth guy, but I would
not number two, but he's the fourth guy. If you made a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I think I would, but I'd probably chisel that in pencil. Because okay. I think that
you'd like to hope that one day he'll be replaced. That's fair.
I think there's guys on this team now, depending on how things play out, that could surpass him.
Okay.
But they're not there yet.
Second all time and on the team's list in home runs. That's something.
Yeah.
You know, that third all-time
he was
in RBI.
Really, really good player for a long time here. But if they wind up signing Carlos Correa for eight more years,
he'll probably pass
him. I could see him passing him, but.
Or he could be the greatest. He could pass Carlos Lee or something like that as the worst overpaying.
Worst contract. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that could go either way. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
The NBA Finals continue. Giannis and the Bucks keep rolling, winning their third straight. Now we return to Milwaukee where the Suns face a must-win Game 6. Will they survive?
Tonight at 7 on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One final segment to go. And this is where we do a little Hey, man, bleep that.
You want to go first?
I'm having trouble.
I was just going to say the same thing on my internet. Just I can wrap it. Okay, right, you go ahead. First.
So, recently, a book came out last month, June 8th. A new book called Forget the Alamo, in which the authors, Brian Burrow, Chris Tomlinson, and Jason Stanford, all make the argument that the Alamo wasn't such a special battle, and Americans and Texans alike need to just get over it and forget that it was actually anything important. Because the battle itself should have never been fought. When the Texan army was outnumbered, they should have just turned tail and ran and waited. And they go through and cite all these different woke principles of the fact that, well, Texas had slavery, and even though Mexico had outlawed slavery, Mexico wasn't enforcing the outlaw of slavery in its property, so Texas was just a horrible place to be, and there's no honor in the deaths of Jim Bowie and William Barrett Travis, and they should have just left because the Alamo wasn't important, and it's not something that, you know, freedom-loving people, warriors, lovers of the Republic should ever look to as something honorable. To those three, I will fight all three of you at the same time.
Ooh.
And I would beat the living hell out of all three of them for disrespecting the Alamo. You might have freedom of speech about other things everywhere else, but not around me and the Alamo and anything about Texas history.
I am Team Alamo.
I hope you in your mother's every time. To them, their careers, and anything that is ever associated with them, hey, man, that.
Mine isn't others. I've done stories like this. I do these probably about once every other month. My hey, man, bleep that is about some kind of creature that I don't think should exist and terrifies me. I've done this
one
before.
You mean besides me?
Well, right. I'm talking about actual animals.
Oh, okay.
And this is another alligator story. The dinosaurs that live amongst us and we just act like it's normal. Imagine you're riding your bicycle at a park, right? Like Discovery Green or something like that, except it's in Florida. And now imagine, like, oh, you have to dodge out of the way of someone who's walking by you and you crash your bike into the water at Discovery Green. Now, that would be embarrassing, right?
Yeah. Or your scooter.
Okay.
Although you're not supposed to have them on Discovery Green, but people do it anyway.
Now, how about this? How about instead of just getting up and, having people stare at you and being embarrassed, instead of that, a 9-foot alligator grabs a hold of you and starts whipping you around. I mean, what? That's just like it's just sitting there waiting for an accident to happen. We got to get rid of alligators, all right? I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired of going extinct. Rhinos. Like, you know how often I hear about rhino attacks? Almost never. Alligators are always attacking people. And they're way more common. I'm against it. I'm usually not against animal cruelty, but I think I'm ready to just do a full-on attack against the alligators and to get rid of them altogether. I know they're dinosaurs, but if they're all extinct, let's just have them all be extinct. So to that I say, hey, man, that.
Let's organize a blitz gator hunt, and we'll all go get our own boots made out of them.
Is that legal?
I mean, during season, yeah.
Okay. All right, mine, and I'm not going to say her name because she just wants attention, but a social media personality who's a bodybuilder from Turkey. She's 26 years old. She complained because she was stuck at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport on Thursday when American Airlines flight attendants took issue with her fashion sense and banned her from boarding, according to a report. And of course she's got a million followers on Instagram, so she doesn't need my help. But you'll never believe what happened to me at Texas Airport.
What Texas Airport?
It was DFW.
Oh, okay.
She tearfully accused the crew members of calling her naked. I am not naked. I am an athlete. And now I have to wait here until the morning. I like to wear feminine clothes to reveal my femininity, but I never dress in a way that will offend anyone. I'm mature and civilized enough to know what I can and cannot wear. I don't deserve to be treated like the worst person in the world for wearing denim shorts. What separates us from animals if humans can't control even their most primitive impulses? I feel insulted. They wouldn't let me on the plane because I wore these shorts in the United States. All right, denim shorts are one thing. Denim shorts that cover...
Oh, that girl a hoe.
Yeah.
You can't dress like that on that plane.
No! Right? No!
You know what? My hey man bleep that could have been... Well, I flew back here from Vegas on Monday.
Oh, was that the whole flight?
The girl next to me, what do you think the very first thing she did was?
Reclined.
Took her shoes off.
Ugh.
I don't care if the girl next to me reclines. I mean, I'll think she's a horrible person. But she immediately took her shoes off. Come on, guys. We're better than that.
Hey, man.
Quit taking your shoes off on freaking airplanes.
Wear flip-flops if you're going to do that.
Don't. Yeah. But don't even do that. I mean, I guess flip-flops is acceptable. But, like, if your foot's been trapped inside your shoe all day and then you take it out, ain't nobody trying to smell your nasty feet.
Anyway, let me finish this that you hijacked.
Sorry.
But, yeah, she's... There's one thing to be wearing denim shorts, but denim shorts that I would say maybe 3 inches long in the back and almost non-existent in the front, including a top that is very, very revealing. And, of course, you go to her Instagram page and the whole thing is, check out my Instagram page. Pay me for this. She did the whole thing to get attention and get more followers. So to that I say, hey, man, f*** that. Yeah, a couple friends asking me to tweet it out. Now find it for yourself because I don't want to give her any... if you just go search for Turkish bodybuilder accuses American Airlines, you'll find it. But I'm not going to help her get more followers. I'm siding with the airline. How about that?
I'm with you.
All right, that will...
And normally I'm pro showing off booty.
No, I'm for... I mean, I'm foreseeing it. Just don't play victim on me. It's clear what you were doing. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Be back tomorrow for What Are the Odds Wednesday. The penultimate What Are the Odds Wednesday. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.